This is Audio Boo with me, Kenichi, and Liam. Well,
reading about Greece.
Liam is reading about Greece. What are you reading about Greece, Liam?
I'm reading an article called Hard Choices for the Hard Left.
What are the hard choices that Greece, or that the left will have to make with regards to Greece?
Well, the combined vote for the three major parties to the left of PASOK is now 42.5%. But the problem they have is that the largest party, Democratic Left, is a split from the Syriza coalition. So it's unlikely to work with Syriza, and neither party is likely to work with the Stalinist KKE, because they don't want to work with anybody. So despite having 42.5%, it doesn't seem that the hard left will actually make any progress. And then that begs the question, do we want them to make progress? The political character of all of these parties is either Stalinist or Euro-communist. So,
So elections are in April, right?
If the Troika doesn't cancel them, yeah.
Indeed. And this is one of the controversial things about these elections, is the sense that the whole notion of democracy in Greece is being challenged by
technocracy. There is a hope on the, I talked about the hard left, there's a hope on the far left, the Intarsia coalition, that if there are elections, if there was a united front of the kind of Stalinist left, that could become almost like a Kerensky moment, you know, the February Revolution in Russia, which would herald those parties would expose themselves in government. They wouldn't reach an agreement about what to do with the debt. And then you would see perhaps a leap to the far left.
Sorry, I find it very hard to avoid turning it into a spoof of news cliches. Well, Liam, thank you very much. And that is the latest on Greece. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We hope you have been educated.